While I was at home, they're like, I can't wait to get to church. Ooh, I can't wait to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. But I want to read a verse in Luke, and it's going to be in my message, if I get through it. In 6 and 38, it says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Pressed down, shaken together, making room for more, running over, pouring into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Whether it's your gift of giving in finances or your gift in your service or the gift God has given you, God gave you a gift for you to give back, right, so he can replenish it. Amen? Amen. Let us all get ready. We're going to stand up for those who are here for the first time. Everybody don't have to stand at the same time. We're going by row, so you won't be standing the entire time. And they're going to usher you around row by row for you guys to give. And those who give online, and I want to say this personally, thank you all so very much, the people that's on social media and out there that follow us. You guys have really, really, really been supporting us. Camilla, let me know that the people online do a really good job of blessing us. And I want to thank you all for those who are automatic givers and all that. We can't do what we do without you. So I want to say thank you so very much because so many people bless us. It's not a part of this ministry. Amen? Amen. All right. The usher's going to lead you guys out. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you so very much for the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Christ being in our life. We would not be what we are without him. Thank you for flipping the switch so the light would be on and we can see in the darkness. And Lord, not only will we be able to see, we'll be able to lead others to you. And so, Lord, we thank you. We don't take it for granted. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 So I'm always excited, so I can't say I'm excited because I'm always excited. Experiencing God's love. Everybody say experiencing? Experiencing. God's love. That's important for us to understand that we need to understand we're experiencing God's love. And we're on part 4 of it, and it's God's love for our enemies. Right? God love for our enemies. Often we as believers have a tendency to, when it comes to this part, we bag up and bag away. Then we don't really represent Christ when it comes to this piece. But it's important that Jesus wanted to differentiate between his disciples and the rest of the people who call themselves religious people. He wanted to show that there's a difference in your life and you're going to be representing him in the world. And he knew that he wanted to empower us with him so we can really represent him. Now, a lot of people would talk about they're a follower of Jesus or they're a disciple of Jesus, but there's some evidence that should be shown in your life. And so he's telling his disciples in Luke, they're going to be able to really identify you by your more value and your character, but more important than anything else, really is really how you're going to be treating everybody. Say everybody. And here he put the emphasis on the enemy, right? Because often when somebody do something to us, we have a problem with them, and sometimes we lay our religion aside, all right, when it comes to dealing with the people who we think that, no, who we know is against us, right? Jesus said, there's going to be some people against us. Remember, Stephen, when he was being stoned, and he made a statement. He said, "God, don't charge them with this. Don't charge them, because they don't know what I know. They don't know. They think they're doing you a favor and all that. They don't really know. So please don't charge this to them." So when Jesus was on the cross, he said pretty much the same thing: "Forgive them, for they don't even have any idea what they're doing. Right? They have no idea. They are clueless." Everybody say clueless. So we're going to kind of walk you through that. So now, here's the thing that's important. Everybody say, love your enemy. Love is a powerful, powerful word because God is love. And we take that term and we throw it around like I love cookies and I love, you know, I love my car and I love my house and all that kind of stuff. But love was really set aside really for people, right? And it's really about really representing God to other people, right? And love is such a powerful thing because love is so forgiving, right? And it's like undergirded with mercy and grace, right? And somebody do something wrong, and so, you know, the human side of us rise up and we get so angry because of what somebody did. I can't believe they hurt me. And they did this here, and I'm so angry, I'm never, ever going to talk to them again. Don't call me. Don't you text me no more. I don't have anything to do with you. Just what if God exposed you? No, when you did something to someone, right, and you want mercy and you want grace, but now you have an opportunity to give it back, and then you said, "No, God, not this one." And so you don't understand how evil she is. You know, you God said, "I don't know. Maybe you don't know how much love is in them." And maybe you don't know their circumstance or their situation. And you don't know why they did what they did. Or maybe you don't even know if I'm behind it or not. So don't try to be me like that. Right? If you want to really represent me the way I told you to represent me, by loving people. All right? We're going to get into that. It's going to be good. Right? Now, so we are never more God-like than when we love in our enemies. We're never more God-like. We're never more God-like. You know, we save and we sanctify. We Holy Ghost filled, Derek, and we speak in tongues. And God is good and won't you do it. And when I'm being blessed and I'm shouting all this kind of stuff. And then we make people think we represent God. But the true representation is, what do you do when you've been wronged? What do you do when you know somebody is deliberately trying to hurt you? Right? What do you do, right? So Jesus was dealing with that situation. Now, remember, God, Jesus is really the mind of God, right? And so when Jesus come down, he said, remember, the thing that I suffered, you're going to suffer too. That's why he called himself, I'm the Son of Man. Everybody say the Son of Man. Because I'm really the son of a woman, right? I'm a man. And the thing that I suffer, Emma, brace yourself, right? Because all humanity is going to suffer those things in one form or another. Brace yourself. But I'm going to show you how to handle it when God is with you. That's why he says, greater is he that's in you. Greater is he when you recognize God is operating in you. Now, some of us are so heavenly minded, we really know earthly good because we can talk the language, but we don't live the life. And we don't walk the walk, right? Because we're quick to judge people, right? And you really don't get to judge anybody because you don't know nobody's story. Right? And you don't know what's going on. If you did, you would think Pharaoh was something terrible when God said, I did it. You know, I hardened his heart, Moses. Go tell him to let him go, but I'm going to harden his heart. Yeah. Really? You know, let's talk about all that. We'll get to that. Right? Now, so let's get to the text so it makes sense. And we talk about this loving our enemy. Now, this is important. Christ followers will be different. And they have different value system, and you'll be able to identify them, right? Now, here's what happened. I want you to hear this part right here, because I did a New Living Translation, Spud, so everybody can understand. That's a beautiful girl right there. I don't know who she is, but I see her all the time. Right there with the long, pretty hair sitting next to the vet. Yeah, she looked like, you talking to me? I'm cute? Yeah, you cute. You good. All right, now. So, she's going to say, I'm nervous now, right? Now, so here's the thing. So, here's what Luke says, right? But to you, everybody said to you, who are willing to listen. Oh, Dr. Abiyadi, I got you now. He said, this ain't for everybody because some of you are not listening to me. Some of you all say you love the Lord. And God, he said, but I want you, for those who are listening, right? Because everybody around who say, Lord, Lord, ain't listening. Right? So everybody, now he had a lot of disciples around him, and he's teaching all of them, and everybody that was walking with him went with him. Right? So he said, but you who are listening, hear me well, those who are really interested, those who are really embrace me and embrace my teaching and know what I'm all about and really love me with all their heart, Derek, all their mind and all their soul, he said, you're listening. Right? Now listen to what he says. He says, but to you, right? Now, the rest of them, they're not paying attention. They're just here for the show, right? Some of them just here to get healed. But to you, it's more than healing. You want to be a disciple. You want to really be a follower. You know, some people are called Christians, but Christians went on crusades killing folks in the name of Jesus, right? Those were not really disciples. Those are not Jesus' disciples. They just wanted to use his name, right? So some of us call ourselves disciples, but we're not disciples because we go and hurt people in the name of I'm saved and sanctified and I'm Holy Ghost filled. So I hurt people in the name of Jesus because I'm doing Jesus for Jesus. I don't roll like that. He says, so now those who are listening, I'm going to show you the value system that you have to have, right? And the reason why he wanted to show them that is because I'm operating in all of you, in everybody. He said, I'm there. Now, some people say, oh, no, he's not. He said, I'm there, except the switch has not been flipped. He said, and once the flip is switched, you say, I believe. And once I believe, my lifestyle changed. My walk changed. My behavior. Now, I'm still going to have some shortcomings in my life, but my heart is going to be right. Now, here's the problem. You think you know, but you judge the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. He says, since you don't really know, just love the hell out of them. He said, you just love them, right? And let me do the rest, right? Don't you try to clean the fish, you just catch them. He said, I clean the fish. You know, you want to catch the fish, clean it, cook it. And he said, no, don't do that. He said, because I've had some people plant a seed a long time ago before you ever got there and you think you're doing something. They have already planted the seed and that seed is growing in their life. And somebody else came along and watered, except the plant has just got some tough soil and it hasn't broken through yet. But underneath it all, I'm there. All right, now this is going to be good. All right, now, so here's what he says. Do good to those who hate you. Only those who are listening. All right, I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the ones who are really going to represent me. Now, I want these young people to hear me, right? Because we come to church and we come and we and God, I promise you, young people, all you young kids, remember to say, God gonna let you know you need him. You may come with your parents now, but you're gonna be in a situation where mama won't help you. Daddy won't help you, granny won't help you, right? So you better have a relationship with who? You got to know who he is. You got to know that he resides. You got to know. You better flip that switch because hell is coming. Right? Now, so he says, now, but I want you to understand something. Now, when you go out there, he said, you're going to deal with some people that hate your guts like they hated me. Right? Now, this is what he says. But I want you to do good to those. Now, I can't do that, Jesus. Now, so some walked away. They're like, I'm out here because I can't do it. And some of you are the same way. Like I ain't signing up for this one. I'm just gonna keep coming to church, but I'm not gonna like them. I'm not gonna speak to them at church. I don't care what you say, cause they fake. I'm gonna let you in on a secret. You're the one fake. Because you're going around acting like you're a follower of Jesus, and underneath, man, you hate somebody. You disliking people. Now, you can fool us, but you can't fool God. So deep down inside, then he says this. Bless those who what? Curse you. And we're dealing with this enemy. Now, somebody that hurt you and curse you and do things to you, he said, but I want you to be a blessing to them. Right? Because you're going to be different. I'm only talking to the ones who are really going to be my disciples. Right? He said, I want you to bless those who curse you. Those who deliberately, man, try to ruin your life. I want you to bless them because I want you to represent me because I need them who's far from God to come close to God. Right? So they need to know. They're not going to see God. Now, listen to me. This is important. A lot of time, man, we're looking for God out here. And if you're honest, you always deal with God through people. Right? That's why people leave the church because of people. Right? And he said, man, I can't believe they did this. So I left because of what people did. Because God represents himself through people. Right? Because we're in this earth. Right? Now, so if I'm going to bless them, those who hurt me, then he says, if someone slaps you, on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. Right? If someone demands your coat, give them your shirt. You said, now hold on, Jesus, you tripping. That's not about to happen. He said, that's why I'm not talking to you. He said, because I know you can't endure this. Because you're not really ready to be my disciple. I'm talking to the ones who are ready to be my disciples. I'm not talking to all of y'all, because everybody come to church don't mean church. You know, so they just come and they just talking. And soon as something happened, they gone. Or they talking about people and they running people down. He said, I'm talking to the ones who are sincerely want to transform the lives of people. He said, I'm trying to create a dream team that can change the world. He said, you can only change the world through love. He said, now here's the thing. What comes from the heart will touch the heart. Now, I want you guys to get that. Because if your heart ain't right, when you try to connect with somebody, what comes from the heart touches the heart. They know you don't mean right. Because they can feel it in your energy. Because you're nothing but energy. I can feel you. You can't fake me out for real. I can feel your energy. I said, she don't really like me. There'll be somebody, and they say, you know I love you. You be saying, I know you don't love me. Quit lying. Because you can feel it. Right? Because the energy coming from you, right? Now, so he's telling you, if somebody slap you, you say, listen to me. He said, I'm trying to tell you, we're about to create a culture that's going to change the world. Right? And that's why we're in so much trouble in the world, because everybody is going around operating as though they're a follower of Christ, and they're really not. They don't walk like it. So that's why we don't want to help nobody. We don't want to give nobody nothing. We want to loan nobody nothing. We can't help nobody. You know, people we don't do nothing. We won't give. We won't do. But I love the Lord. Right? And the thing is listen, it's spilling over in our homes. Because what's in your heart will touch the hearts. Right? And you can't really fake it, because when you get home, that thing, whatever's inside, you're going to come out. So Jesus is really, he says, I'm there, but you got to flip this switch so you can be transformed and be born again. He says, so when this thing flipped, then he said, you repent. He said, you turn, and the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Right? And so now when I'm seeing people and I'm interacting with people and I'm dealing with people, you can slap me if you want to. Watch Jesus. You can slap me. You're not going to stop me from ministering. You can plan to kill me. I'm still going to minister. You know, they were shooting dice for his coat. And he said, God, forgive them. They don't know no better. You know, they have no clue. So you hurting me, and you have no idea that you're hurting you. What you're doing to me, you're really doing to you. He said, but you don't know. You think you're doing something to me. But just wait around. Some of us got a testimony. Say, yeah, I thought it was that thing I was doing to somebody else. It backfired. And it hurt me. Right? And the thing, sometimes we're so forgiving. Only reason we like that, because God won't pull the blanket back and show what we're about. But if he did, then we'd be a lot more forgiving. Right? And we're going to deal with that in a minute, right? So now, this is important. So then he goes on, he keeps talking. This is Jesus. He's getting you ready. I'm only talking to those who are listening. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the ones who really want to be my disciple. Right? Really believe it, right? Now, he says, give to anyone who asks. You know, now you're tripping, Jesus. Because I promise you, I'm not giving it, right? He said, but you got to have a different kind of mindset. He said, because if you understand what is not yours, it's really mine, and you're managing it on behalf of me. You said, no, this is mine. I work for this. This is my retirement. He said, oh, no. It's not yours. He said, you have to understand. So when he says give to anyone who asks, maybe how many times God has worked through you to bless somebody else? Right? So he goes on to say this. I better finish the verse, right? And when things are taken away from you, don't try to what? Get it back. He's trying to change an environment. He's trying to create a culture of people that's different. He's trying to create a culture of people, man, that really, really love each other and care about each other. Now, I know we want to make sense. It's just this Christian community and all that. Listen to me. Jesus wouldn't roll like that because he wasn't a Christian. I know we want to make him a Christian, but he wasn't. They made him a Christian. He was a follower of God. He embraced God. And he knew that everything he did, the power of God was flowing through him. That's why he kept on saying, the work that I do is not me. It's my Father who sent me. So he, now watch this. So here's God manifesting himself through Jesus and showing us how to handle situations. So he was willing to give. Watch this here. When he was healing Dr. Abiade, he didn't heal the ones that were saved. He didn't heal the ones that were saved. He healed everybody that came. He didn't care what your background was because he knew you was a part of him. And if you needed healing, he healed you. So whatever you need, he said, I'm going to make sure you got it because that's what God do. Now, you don't do that because you don't know God is in you. So you separate yourself from God, so you operate as though God is not in you. And then he in you on Sunday morning until it's offering. Then he out. After offering, he back in. I thought I slipped that in, right? Now, real talk, right? Because now, it's important to understand what Jesus was doing. He's trying to set a standard for you all because you're different, right? That's why everybody is so hurt when somebody in the church do something to them, right? Because they know the standard. They know what it's supposed to be like. Even if they don't live it, they know what it's supposed to be like. They know how you're supposed to treat people, right? Now, so he says, this is what he says, right? He says, don't try to get it back. If you take something from me, don't try to get it back. Because guess what? You didn't take it from me. You really took it from God. I used to take pictures, and people would steal my pictures and copy them, and they get mad. And some people, man, God said, I want you to go get the pictures that they stole, cut them all up, and then go print original copies and give them back to them and don't charge them. So they would get my stuff and go to Sam Club and steal it, and they make all kind of copies, like 800, 900. I mean, some people make 300 or 400 copies of their wallet, and the people from Sam Club would tell me, and I said, okay, I would go get it. They go get ready to pick them up, and they couldn't get them. I had them. Because the people would call me, and they would come, and it, you know, when you scan something, it's, the quality is not there, right? And I didn't want them giving out bad quality, so I would get them, and I would go to their house, and I said, praise the Lord. Won't he do it, right? And I would get the wallet, and then I said, now how many you need? And then I would print off everything they ordered, and then I would give it to them and say, this is a gift. It had nothing to do with me, because I promise you, Stu Man didn't want to do that, right? That was God. Right? And here's the thing, Brad, every time I did it, right? It is funny, y'all. Can I tell the story, Onika? Listen, man, Onika, I love Onika. So, right, this, can I tell it? Right. So, Onika, her son is my godson, right? Onika I ain't never told Onika this. So she shouldn't have agreed to this, right? So, so I did Mark Quinn's senior pictures, right? And I said, whatever he want, he get all the wives he want, right? And I did them, and she still copied and sent me a scanned copy. And it was all free. And I just gave her the next order. Because Onika was my baby. I knew she didn't know no better. She wasn't trying to get off. She just ran out and she said, I gotta make some copies. Instead of just coming to me, she said, let me make some copies. Right? Now, here's the thing. All God says, okay, tell me what you need, Onika. I got you. Right? So when somebody takes something from you, they're not really taking it from you, because God always sent somebody behind them and gave me even more. And they would order even more, and God would always vet. And I told this is the truth. I'm not saying it's not brag. I promise you, this is the gospel truth, and I'm not even saying this here for no braggadocio. I've been married for 38 years, man. There's not a person walking alive can ever tell you I ever borrowed a dollar from them in 38 years since I've been married. Not a person. Not one single person in this world can ever tell you I borrowed a dollar. $1. Never borrowed nothing from nobody. Because God told me, if you do right, I bless you. You keep doing right. And what he did was, he blessed me so much we didn't have enough money. He blessed me to start taking pictures. I didn't know nothing about pictures. Sorry for old people. I made so much money in pictures, it was crazy. God was just sending money. And people just kept coming and kept coming because when they thought they was doing something, it was all God the whole time. So when somebody try to take something from you or they try to run a game on you, don't get mad when they don't want to pay you. Just smile and do the blessing. And the next girl going to tip you what they should have paid you. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at them. All right? Don't love them through it because they don't know what they're doing. God forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Right? So he says what? Watch this here. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Now, Jesus is trying to teach us the principle. He says, now, the thing that he wants you to do, whatever you do. Now, watch Jesus. This is big inside of you. That's why you got to know who he is, and you got to flip the switch. This is crucial. Don't miss this point. If I don't want it done to me, I should never, ever do it to anybody else. Never. Never. It's a principle. It's a principle. It's a reaping sowing principle. If you sow it, you got to reap it. So whatever I want done to me, listen, I gave myself out of poverty. I grew up on food stamps. I gave myself out of poverty. I learned the principle. If I gave JB, God was going to give back to me. So I became a giver. And I kept giving. And I would tell my wife all the time, she'd tell you the truth, I would give. And she'd, honey, I said, honey, listen, but we keep on getting. Right? It's a principle, right, to understand how God. Now, if this is God, because guess what? None of it is ours. So Jesus tried to say, none of it belongs to you. Right? So he goes and says, watch this. He said, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit? Now, remember, I ain't talking to everybody. I'm only talking to those who are listening. Right? If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. He said, you should be different. You got to love the ones who don't love you so you can be different, so you can stand out. If you study the history of the church, that original group, man, who really embraced this thing, the reason why they was able to call them Christians, even though they were not Christians, all right, the reason why they called them Christians and they were not Christian, because they was listening. And they took on the DNA of Jesus. And they started to see Jesus, and they started to mimic his lifestyle. So much so, they said, those people must be Christ-like. So let's call them Christians. That's where the name come from, right? Because they mimic his lifestyle. The question is, do they mimic yours? The people you deal with, do they want to be like you? Because Christ lives in you, right? Now, the question is the switch on or off? And you can't be playing and flipping it on and off like the kids in the bathroom. Because you confuse people. You confuse them so much, they say, I don't even want to be a part of that. Because one minute you act like you're saved, and that next minute you act like you're the devil. Right? All right, now. Yeah. So, now here's the thing. Now, this is good. Everybody say good. Ken, you'll like this, Ken. This is you. Now, your wife may not like it, but you like it, right? Here. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get it back, right? Do unto others you like them doing it, right? Then he says this here, right here. This is what I want to get to, right here. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do it. Now, here it is. Here's the big one, right? This messes with your money right here. And if you lend money only to those who can pay you back or repay you, why should you get credit? How many people say, man, I'll loan some money, but they got to be able to pay me back? Now, listen, this is a big deal. Now, I know some people, I'm only talking to people that listen, right? Because some people, they hustlers, right? They hustlers. They like, ooh, I heard you say it, so I'm going to borrow some money. Remember, God is a spirit. And spirit works in the mind of people. You can come and ask me, and I won't give you a dime because God didn't tell me to give it to you. Right? So you can't play that game and try to run that game. That's not what he's saying. He said, I want you to understand, sir, there's some people that's going to be in need. He said, I want you to be able to lend to them, even though you know they may not have the ability to pay you back. And if they don't, Don't get worked up over it. Because it's not yours to give, and it's not theirs to take. It's all mine, and I'm blessing you. The problem is we really think it's ours. So the more you hold on to something and squeeze it, the more you don't get anything else. If you really want to be blessed, you got to give. Right? And you got to help those. Right? Why is that? He said, because I got some people out there, I got them deliberately, they don't have nothing. He said, because you got to remember, read Psalm 139. He said, I already planned their life for this. I intended for them to be broke, to run into you. Because I want to prove your salvation. So I sent them in. Now, these are the ones that's really saved. These are the ones who've been listening. I deliberately made sure they didn't have nothing so you can bless them. I was, you know, I was sharing once. A lot often, the church is the institution that people come to, right, and want to borrow. I mean, they need money, they need help, and all this kind of stuff. But they don't give to nothing. Right, but those who give, right, always get. Right, now I don't know who give me. That's why I ask people, don't ask me for nothing. Right, because I don't know what you got. Right, but it's a spirit of the thing. It just works. They know, because God is a what? A spirit. Right, and He know for those. Would y'all quit going from place to place with no intent to do right? Would y'all stop doing that as believers? Quit going to the rescue mission or the every woman's place or this place, all these places, hustling people, knowing what time of the month they give you money and all this kind of stuff. Would y'all quit doing that? Right? Because here's the thing. Because some of you guys know the system. Please don't stay in somebody's house till you know they're going to evict you and you know they can't, you know how many months you have. Please stop doing that because you don't represent Him when you do that. You don't represent Him. Because He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging bread. People bless you when you don't even want to be blessed. When you live right. But when you're hustling, you're trying to hustle people, this don't apply to you. Because you can't get there. All right? Now watch what He says. All right? Now, He's telling us, if you do good only to those who do good. Some people, man, we deliberately got to help. God gave you the resources. Everybody say, God gave you the resources. Not to invest in the stock market. That's America, man. That ain't God. That's America, right? That's, you know, you got to realize, how can you have all this and somebody else don't have nothing? And you know they believers. And you know they walk with God. Because God told you they need it. And you said, I'm going to pray for you. Well, we'll talk about that later. Now, verse 34. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that. Then here's what He says in verse 36. Love what? Your enemies. Do good to them what? And then what else? Lend what? Hold on. Your enemy? I'm going to lend to somebody I know ain't right. I know they don't mean me no good. But they in trouble and God sent them to you. Why did He send them to you? Because God knew your heart. He had already vetted you. And when He sent them to you, He knew that there's no way they could have went anywhere else because they know you don't like them. So when they came to you, you knew they was vetted by God. They had to be because they know in the world you're going to treat me the way you treat me and they come and ask me for something. After you didn't cross me, you had to be vetted by God. Right? So now I'm put to the test. And I'm going to find out, well, am I going to do this or not do it? Here's the thing. It's not a personal lie. I don't care what you say. If they come to you, you hear me out. If I'm wrong, I promise you. I give you whatever they gave you, ask you for, I give it to you. Whenever they come to you, your enemy, and ask you for something, you got it. And you got excess. And it won't hurt you. You just got to make a moral decision whether I'm going to do what God told me to do or not. He's going to make sure you got the resources. You always have the resources. Now, He's not going to send them to you unless you got the resources because they're your enemy. What He's saying is, I'm going to come to you because who you think is your enemy is really me in disguise. Because you judge the outward appearance, but I judge the heart, and I live in men. He said, now I'm coming under Derek. You're like, not Derek. You got to come up under Jesus if you want me to help you. He said, that's me. I am Derek. You didn't know that? You didn't know we were the same? Did you know my spirit was running his life? Not what he did to me. Because if he was saved, he wouldn't did that. He said, then God whispered in your ear, hey, do me a favor. Take the beam out of your eye. Oh, you try to take something out of somebody else's. Yes. Right? You know, when you think you mine and you doing what you're doing, remember, I know what's going on in your life. I won't tell nobody, though. We're going to keep it a secret. Now, bless them. Want to do it? All right, now, and I'm about to close this thing out in verse 36. But now here's the, oh, yeah, we go. I got 4 minutes. I'm gone. Right? He said, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Right? Then your reward from heaven will be very what? Great. And you will truly be acting as children of the what? Then you will be acting as children of the Most High. Then and only then. Now, listen, you can't take the scripture and do what you want with it. Right? He said, then you would truly be acting like children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are what? He is kind to those who are, who is he? It's got to be Jesus working in you. He's kind to those who are unthankful, ungrateful, unappreciative. They don't know. He said, but I don't care. I know you don't deserve to be healed, but I'm going to heal you. I know you don't deserve to be delivered, but I'm going to deliver you. Right? There's some girls, there's some ladies in here in this church, not the ones online, had testimony, and they got remarried, and they said, Lord, have mercy. Why wasn't she like that when I had her? That's because the flip got switched. When the flip switched, it changed them, right? And then they became everything God intended for them to be. And maybe it wasn't that for you. Maybe God wasn't intended for them to be like that for you. Right? So you don't get to judge, you just get to love. Because if you judge, you won't do nothing for them. So now they come back to you and say, this is what I need. You say, oh, no. You better get out of here. Be like Teresa. You better go on. I ain't playing. All right. Now, he says, you must have compassion just like your father has compassion. Now, if my father's operating in me and he has compassion, should I not have it too? What is compassion? Well, I know. What is mercy? You know, I know what it is. He said, I know I deserve it, but he had mercy on me. Because I should have been dead. I should have got caught up. I shouldn't have had grace. I should have got fired. My kids should have never talked to me again. My best friend should have never spoke to me again. But thank God for mercy. Thank God for compassion. Right? Now, and then I'm going to close it with this in Luke. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. He said, they don't even know that Jesus is in them. They don't even know that the Holy Spirit is working in them. They don't know it. You know, so people say, well, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. Hey, I'm rolling with you. Here's the problem. You don't really know. You're just taking an intellectual guess. Because the thing is, you say, but I got scripture to prove it. Okay, good. But you still don't know. Because you don't know people like. I know you don't believe me, so I got to do this real quick. And then I'm done. Read it, everybody. Now, I want you to understand something. Now, I know you don't like it, right? Judge people. And make, you think you know. I have no earthly idea what's going on in his life. Because I only see him on Sunday. I just don't like what he's doing, right? I don't really know. I can't judge him. Now, don't fool yourself. The most saved and sanctified Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized, with a mind to run on, Jesus said, I know them. I know man's heart. You're human. I don't care how holy you think you try to fool me. You can't fool me just like I can't fool you. We all got some issues. So when I start judging you, I'm judging you based on what I see. I don't know the backstory. He says, so quit judging people and just represent me. Because that's why Jesus said he healed everybody that came. I ain't got time. Well, I'm not going to heal you because you were sleeping with so-and-so. I'm not going to heal you because you stole something from the bank. I'm not going to heal you, man, because you're an alcoholic. Well, you know I ain't going to heal you because you've been on crack and you stole some money from your mama. Jesus said, listen, I'm finna deliver you. Now, if you don't believe he'll do it, ask Paul, who was Saul. Paul was going around putting people in jail, doing all kinds of stuff in the name of God. Jesus said, hold it, Paul. Ooh, why are you persecuting me? What you mean, me? He said, I wasn't persecuting you. I'm just putting the people. He said, when you were doing it to them, you was doing it to me because I was in them. Now, and everything he's doing, he says, you know what, Paul, you don't know the better. Let me send you down on Straight Street. I'm hooked up with some people from the other side of town, and they're going to change your life. They're going to change your life. Now, don't you judge me over here because you don't know what God is doing over here. Because God was preparing Paul for a great ministry over here. Can you imagine all the people that were saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, thinking about Paul? What were they saying about Paul? Man, he ain't no good, a lying thief, a murderer, or this. And God was working him the whole time. He was teaching him about people. He was putting love in. And then God released that tiger. Then he took off and wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. And now y'all quoting him all the time. Don't tell me what God won't do. That's why Teresa always mess with me, because I be messing with her all the time. One day I'm going to have her really give her a testimony so you see what God really was and where he's going. So when you see her act crazy, when she slapped Derek, don't y'all pay no attention, because it's the backstory. All right? It's a backstory. He delivered it's a backstory, right? God want us to not judge people because when you see them, you really see him. He said, now listen to me, and I'm done. I'm only talking to those who are listening. I'm not talking to everybody. So this don't apply to all y'all, because some of y'all are not even listening. Only to those who are listening who really want to be a disciple of Jesus. So you get to change your life. You get to repent today and change your life. And say, God, for God I live, for God I die. The switch that's inside my life is going to flip. When it flip, watch this here. I'm transformed. Where I'm transformed? In my mind. When I start thinking different, I start behaving different. So now I see you different. Now you're not going to grow overnight, but the process is there. Now you're not going to be able to do this overnight. You know, your enemy going to come to you tomorrow. You're going to think about what I said. You're going to be a little hesitant because you don't trust them. But you got to trust the God in you. Right? And that's why you got to be prayed up. So when the enemy do come, you can deal with it. Amen? Get a little hand clap. Amen. Everybody stand to your feet. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus into your life. I want you to flip the switch. I want you to make up your mind that you're going to follow Christ, and you want to make that commitment today. You want today to be your birthday, all right? You want today. If it isn't, I just want you to say, Lord, I'm giving my life to you today, and I want you to live through me, and I want to be a vehicle that you use. And I don't want to be judging people and all that. I want to love people, and then I want to let you do the judging. So if you want Christ to come into your life and take full control of your life, I want you to come to the altar. I just want to lay hands on you, right? I just want to lay hands on you. And those who want to rededicate their life to the Lord, you got to fill out a card so I know you gave your life to the Lord or you rededicate your life to the Lord. I want you to fill out a card and put on the card, I'm rededicating my life to God, or I'm accepting Jesus Christ in my life, right? Amen. So I want to pray for you guys. For those who would like to come for prayer, I want to lay hands on you. I ain't going to spend a lot of time praying with you and, you know, speaking in tongues over your life and all that. I just want to lay hands on you and let you go. That's all I'm going to do. So don't get nervous. I'm just going to touch you, lay hands on you, transfer some energy, the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and then you receive it, and then I'm going to let you go. Lord, as we leave this place, never, ever, ever, ever your presence. You promised that you will always be with us. So, Lord, be with us. Give us traveling mercies. Bless those who hear your word, who's willing to give their life to you, and they want to change so they can be better disciples on behalf of you. Give them the power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Those who like prayer or like somebody to lay hands on you, if you like prayer, come over here. If you like me to lay your hands on, come in the middle. Because my prayer team is going to be over here to the right. Amen.